Praise Yahweh, everybody. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Glad to have you in here. Tonight, we got part five and the final part of our series on the fallacy of a Trinitarian concept. There is not three gods. There never was. They never will be. Satan knows there's one. He trembles. Man has created an image and a creature. And worship in vain gods and idols. And ladies and gentlemen, doubt not to be so. If you'll turn in your Bibles tonight, we're going to get right into the Word. And we're going to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 35 through 39. Unto thee it was shown, that thou mightest know that Yahweh, He is God. Yahweh, He is God. Not gods. He is God. Singular. There is none else beside Him. Now, if you want to put one beside Him, you're putting a creature, and you're turning the Godhead into oneness into a creature. And the Bible says you could be turned over to a reprobate mind to believe a lie. Know, therefore, this day, and consider it in your heart, that Yahweh, He is in God, He is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath there is none else. There is no other God. Our God was Yahweh from the very beginning. Now, they changed His name to Sonship, to Jesus Christ. That don't make a whole lot of sense when you really try to get to the bottom of the name. The Son said in 5:43 St. John, I am come in my Father's name. Now, the Father's name was a family name. And the whole family in heaven and earth is in this one name. We're going to prove that to you tonight, that Yahweh only loves His family. He's only got interest in His family. The other things that are existing upon the earth is for a purpose, either to prove you, to try you, to chastise you, or to bless you. Now, again, He is God in heaven above, and upon earth beneath there is none else. Now, let me give you a scripture here in the book of Isaiah 42. And we're going to go to verse 6. I, Yahweh, have called you in righteousness. Oh my. And will hold thine hand and will keep thee and will give thee for a covenant of the people for a light unto the Gentiles. To open the blind eyes. To bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness. Now, we're talking about the darkness of misunderstanding through the carnal mind that there's three persons up there. This is to deliver you from the darkness, and the answers that you need are contained within these 5 hours of the message of the oneness of the Creator. There's one Yah, and if you believe that, you believe well. The devil, he knows who Yahweh is. He knew Him when He come in a flesh body. He knew He was God. Because when He tried to tempt Him, the Messiah put up with Him a while, but he rebuked Him in the Word. And then finally, get tiring of Him, He said, get behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship Yahweh, and Him only shall you serve. Satan had to get in the back seat. He's a caboose. He's not the head. He's the tail. Now, He's got Israel's children of the 12 tribes of Jacob. He's got them being the caboose, and He's moved up to the head by deceiving and by corrupting and by defiling the temple of Yah, which is holy. That's the body of the Messiah. Listen to this now. To bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am Yahweh. Everywhere you see L-O-R-D in your King James Bible, that should be Y-H-W-H. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is so deceived. I'm telling you, if you don't get a hold of this, if you don't grasp this, if you don't know who he is, you're still sitting in darkness. As long as you follow tradition, as long as you follow the King James Bible in its present writ, they didn't accurately translate it. And if you want proof that the King James Bible original 1611, the name Jesus wasn't even in it. There was no J's. So how could it be Jesus? We know that his name started with a Y. Well, Jesus done a little maneuvering by the pen of the lying scribes, and they changed his name from Yahweh over to Jesus or Jesus. And we've gone with that. And yet, the King James people who wrote and was responsible for its content, they made an acknowledgement, apologetic. They said, we come to set the record straight. The name Yahweh should be in the everywhere you see Lord, L-O-R-D, translated in capitals, it should be Y-H-W-H. They admitted that. And yet the people throw that Bible away saying, oh, we ain't having that, glory to God, that's another Bible. When actually it was a correction of the translation of the Bible, it was so wrong. Listen to this now. I am Yahweh, that is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to a graven image. Behold, the former things are come to pass, the new things do I declare, before they spring forth, I tell you of these things. Oh, my. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get real interesting here in the next segment here that we... Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the most awesome, the scripture, one of the most awesome scriptures in the Bible, and its reference. Let me get my Bible over here on the front desk here where I can really lay right out to you. Everyone that is called by my name. Are you called by his name, sir? You say, well, yeah, I'm called by Jesus. Jesus is not the correct name. I beg your pardon. I can bring you scripture after scripture. I can bring you commentary after commentary. I can bring you language experts on the scene to prove to you that Jesus was a Greek Latin God replacing Yahweh in the Tetragrammaton. Even the Greek Tetragrammaton was YHWH. And so they skillfully and masterfully, I'm talking about the whore church, the one that deceived the whole earth to give them a name that they worship, that they're alive, that they're dead. Everyone that is called by my name, I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people, there it is again, that have eyes. Oh, that's a different story. There's people that are blind that don't have eyes, yet they have natural eyes. There's people that are deaf that have natural ears. These people that are blind have eyes, and the deaf have ears. Now, that's blind Israel. Blindness and part has happened to the house of Israel. Romans 11:25. Let the nations be gathered together. Now, when it says nations here, don't get bent out of the shape here. It's Strong's number 1471 in Hebrew. It means ethnos, a people, a kind after kind people. Let them be gathered together, and let the people be assembled who among them can declare this and show us former things. Let them that bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. Well, you know, Pilate asked what truth was. Well, here it is in 43, verse 9. Listen to this one in verse 10. Powerful. Awesome. Man, I used to read this, oh, God, 50 years ago, and chills would run up my spine. It hasn't changed a bit. I still feel the anointing when I read 43 and 10 and 11. It is two of the most awesome proving that Yahweh himself became a flesh Savior that I preached to you in the one this message here now. You are my witnesses, saith Yahweh. Not the Jehovah Witnesses. Jehovah is an erroneous rendering. Amen. He is an erroneous rendering. Jehovah. His name, Yahweh, was taken out and preferred to be Jehovah or to be Jesus. Now, the Jehovah Witnesses come around and say his name is Jehovah and his son's name is Jesus. How can that be? When the son came in the father's name. None of them that say this have sons called by some other name, and yet they call the Messiah, they call him by some other name other than what the name he should be called, which would be Yahweh.
You say, well, brother, they'd have killed him if he'd have called himself Yahweh.
Duh. Wake up, smell coffee, get your eyes, get your ears. What do you think they done when he declared himself to be God, John 10:30, 31 and 32? They throw stones at him trying to kill him. They finally did because he was a man making himself Yahweh.
Oh, he's out of his mind. Where is your father? Who was that in heaven that spoke?
You know, all these blind, dumb scriptures, beliefs of people that believe these scriptures who will not rightly divide the word of truth. You are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe and understand that I am us. Boy, the Trinitarians, they would like for that to read that way, wouldn't it?
Well, we are them.
No, it don't read that either. That they may understand that I am He. Singular. Before me there was no God formed, and neither shall be there after me. Well, they try to form another God in the New Testament, and that ain't going to cut the mustard. I am Yahweh. Strong's number 3068. Look it up in the Strong's if you don't believe it's Yahweh. And beside me, there is no Savior. There ain't no Savior beside Yahweh. Isaiah 43:10-11. Two powerful, impacting scriptures to prove the oneness of Yahweh. How many scriptures? I could be here for a month or a year proving the oneness of Yahweh. Who would dare come against this message? Do they have the nerve to say that there's three gods?
Separate but inseparable.
Well, they make a big mess out of the Trinity. Because out of the imagination, there's no such word in the Bible as the Trinity. There's three that bear record. Let's see who they are. 1 John 5:7. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. The Father was God, the Word was God, and the Holy Ghost is God. Does that make three gods? No. That makes one person exhibiting the three offices in the dispensation of time. He was the Spirit God in the beginning. He manifested in John 1:1, verse 10, and verse 14, as the flesh being. He was in the world, and the world was made by. Who was that was in the world? The same that was in the beginning.
You say, well, he's the Word.
That's an action figure of the Greek logos. The logos is not a word. It's a power source of the presence of the manifestation. He was manifested in the last days in a spirit body. But he had the same name that he had in the very beginning. He's got the same name when he comes back because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior. Now, I dare you to look up Strong's number 3068. I am Yahweh. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. We get over in the New Testament and they produce a strange God. Therefore you are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, that I am God. Yea, before that day was I am He. There is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who will let it? Thus saith Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I went to Babylon, I sent you to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cries in the ships. Verse 15. Awesome. I am Yahweh, your Holy One, the Creator. All things are created by the Messiah, the Son, in the New Testament, according to the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 15, 16, and 17, and 18. Thus saith Yahweh, which maketh a way in the sea. Oh, yeah, the one that opened up the waters for the Israel to come through. That's him. Which brought forth the chariot and the horse and the army and the power, and they shall lay down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched. Oh, man. How powerful. Jumping over now to Isaiah chapter 44. Hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith Yahweh that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jerusalem, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing will be upon your offspring. Now notice, thus, verse 6, Isaiah 44 and 6, mark it and read it. Thus saith the King of Israel. Whew.
Are you a king?
Over in the New Testament, they wanted to know if he was the king. Oh, for this purpose, he said, I am come into the world. Thus saith the King of Israel, the Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, Alpha, Omega, Alpha and Tau, and beside me there is no God. Oh, man. Beside me. Ain't nothing beside him. Everybody's going to put somebody beside him. When he said, there ain't nobody beside me. And who is it? As I shall call and shall declare and set it in order for me. Since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show thee. Fear not, neither be afraid. Have not I told you from the time and have declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Boy, they try to put one beside him in the New Testament in the Trinity. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Hallelujah. 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 They make a graven image. See, the vanity of making graven image. They form an image in their mind and prop up somebody standing beside the Father up there and saying, now I've done it. Now, Father, I've delivered them into your hand. See, ladies and gentlemen, that was the flesh man acknowledging the Spirit which was greater than he was in the flesh. Greater is he that is in you. Even in the Messiah, there was a greater thing in him other than his flesh. Flesh profits nothing. His flesh was just a visible offering. He was the invisible God made visible. Oh my. Remember, as we go on, remember now, I am the first and I am the last. You go to Revelation chapter 1. I won't have time to get through this tonight because, man, I've got 28 more scriptures here plus what I'm reading here. I've got 28 of the solid text of the gestalt I'm building for you to lay on you, and I ain't going to have time to get all this. And I preach more scripture per hour than any preacher on the radio. Confirm it with the signs following. That every word is established. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Remember these things, O Israel, my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Everybody says, you think Yahweh's forgot us? I have never believed that he's forgot us. His word says he'll never forget you. Can a mother forget her sucking young? And though she does, Yahweh said, I cannot forget you. The last sheep, none will perish. He'll leave the 99 to get the one. And they may be just one more to get before he comes. But he'll get his sheep. You can believe that. None will perish. Thus saith Yahweh. Verse 24. Thus saith Yahweh, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am Yahweh that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens.
With somebody else beside me.
Is that what that says? I don't think so. If you're blind and you're carnal, you probably would read it that way. But if you got eyes to see and ears to hear, here's how it says, that formed the heavens alone, that formed the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, just me. Me, myself, and I don't make three gods. By myself, you Trinitarians better wake up and smell coffee here. This message is for you. You form an image in your mind that there's somebody standing beside the Father. I told you that on the right hand, his sheep, and the day that he comes sitting on his throne, that's the one that died for you. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. I have the keys of hell and death, and I am the first and the last that frustrateth the tokens of the liars and maketh diviners mad, that turn wise men backwards and make their knowledge foolish, that confirms the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah, you shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Thus saith to the deep, be dry, and I will dry it up. The rivers, thus saith of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all of my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundations shall be laid. Quickly. Isaiah 45, I ain't even going to get to my main text of 28 reasons why there's one Yahweh. 45, verse 5, I am Yahweh. There is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, and there is none beside me. I am Yahweh. There is none else. I form the light. I create darkness. I make peace. I create evil. I, Yahweh, do all these things. Drop down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let the righteousness spring up together. I am Yahweh that have created it. Oh, you say, yeah, but Pastor Buddy, there was somebody there to create him. Somebody there to with him when he done it. Did you know that the angels are going to be on the right hand, along with the saints who inherit? That's what it says in Matthew 25:31 that I read you in part 4 of the series here. Notice this one. Verily, verily, verse 15, Isaiah 45, verily thou art a God, not gods, a God that hideth thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Ain't a Christian today in their right mind who wouldn't acknowledge that the Savior here is the same one in the New Testament. If you got a new Savior in the New Testament, different from the one in the Old, you got one Savior too many. Remember, he said, I am your Savior. I am your Savior. You better savor that, and you better taste it, because it's good. If you're just lukewarm and can't receive it because you think there's a Trinity, he said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Further, thou art a God that hideth thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed and confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion together that are makers of idols. If you put an idol beside the Father, that's just exactly what he is. Because the Father was the Son reconciling the world unto himself. The Son was the Father reconciling the world unto himself. I and my Father are one, not three. You better get that through your your little pinky head. Verse 17, Israel, you shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation, and shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. For thus saith Yahweh, that created the heavens, God Himself, that formed the earth and made it, He hath established it. He hath created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. What does it take for you to get this Trinitarian crap out of your mind and see the truth as Yahweh said? Notice this. I am Yahweh, there is none else. Verse 19, I have not spoken in secret nor in a dark place of the earth. I said unto the seed of Jacob, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, to them only am I sent, my people, which are called by my name. I have not spoken in secret. I said to the seed of Jacob, seek me. You that seek me in vain, I am Yahweh that speaketh righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come and draw near together, you that are escaped of the nations, that have no knowledge, that set up the wood of their graven images and pray to a God that cannot save. Don't you think that's going on in the New Testament?
Yeah, but I got saved by him.
Well, that's what they said about Baal. That's what they said about Talmuz. That's what they said about Astar, which is about time for her to raise up on the scene, and all the little bunny rabbits and all the little chocolate bunnies and all the little egg hunts. That's Ishtar. Here we go. Spring festivals of Ishtar and Talmuz. With their backs to Yahweh, worshiping the image rather than the Creator, and Yahweh will turn them over to reprobate mind. No wonder the church, the whore church, is full of sexual perversions. And it paid out billions, if not more, to hide their sexual perversion. Yahweh said, I'll turn them over to reprobate mind to work that which is not right among themselves. Men laying with men and women with women. There is a church in the world that practices this, and there's a big controversy right now that goes right to the head of the church, the Pope. Verse 21, this is the clincher. This is the clincher. Verse 21, Isaiah 45. Tell them, Pastor Buddy, preach my word, be instant in season and out, reprove and rebuke with all suffering authority of the gospel. Bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I Yahweh? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. Now, who is that, ladies and gentlemen? I beg your pardon.
Well, it's Jesus.
Well, why then did the God of the Old Testament have a different name than Jesus, the God in the New? Somebody give the new God that they created a new name. He became an image, and they bowed to the name of blasphemy. Oh, my. Look unto me. Verse 22. Here's the nailer. Look unto me, and be you saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Now, remember when I started the message, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. There wasn't nobody beside him any greater than he was. There wasn't nobody in front of him any greater than he was. There wasn't nobody under him that was greater than he was. So because there was none greater, he swore by himself. Listen to this. I have sworn by myself. Verse 23, Isaiah 45. I have sworn by myself. I, me, and myself makes one, not three. The word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return unto me, that unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. Surely And shall one say in Yahweh, have I the righteousness and strength? Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In Yahweh shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory quickly. Isaiah 46 starts out with Baal bowed down, Nebo stooped, and the idols are upon the beasts and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy laden. They are a burden to the weary beast, carrying their images to worship. My God, there's a church in here, ladies and gentlemen. All they do is worship images, bow to stones and rocks and special places, worshiping in the groves. Filthy, my heavens. To whom, verse 5, to whom shall you liken me and make me equal? You say somebody equal beside him? The only one that's equal beside him is you. He thought it not robbery to be equal with him, not them. You better get this message. You better perk the coffee and get a smell here, ladies and gentlemen, because the word could pass you by. You could mock and you could make fun. You could turn the knob, but that's all you can do. But in the day when you have to stand and the books are open and another book, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me now. To whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be alike? Ladies and gentlemen, notice in verse 46, verse 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Isaiah 48, and we're going to verse 9. For my name's sake will I defer my anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. Only two things, his name and you able to praise it. Now, you can't praise a name that you don't believe in. You'll doubt that name. You will wonder about that name. You may even curse that name. You may even blaspheme that name. You may even deny that name and try to put somebody else on the throne. When you do, you're blaspheming by creating an image. And Yahweh said, for my name's sake will I defer my anger. You want to turn his anger away from me? You better get in his name. You better repent. You better get baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, for there's none other name under heaven given among men that you can be saved. That's the only way you're going to make it into heaven, ladies and gentlemen.
You say, well, he wouldn't cut me off. He loves Daddy.
What's Daddy got to do with this? That every man seek his own soul salvation. You can't go on Daddy's coattails. You can't go on Mama's coattails. You can't go on the preacher's coattails. You got to go by your walk and by your words and by your deeds you're justified. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is a strong tower. And the righteous run into it, and they are saved. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. If you don't believe on Yahweh, whom he hath sent, if you don't keep his Sabbaths, and if you don't choose those things that please him, if you don't take hold of his covenant, as it's revealed in the 56th chapter of the book of Isaiah, you better know, ladies and gentlemen, the Holy One whose name is holy, I would dwell in the holy place, and there is those who will dwell with me of a contrite and an humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that Yahweh is a strong tower and the righteous run into it and are saved. Now, I've got 28 more scriptures that I'd like to get in, but I ain't going to have time. As we have going to, we've already quoted you Deuteronomy 6 and 4. Let me quickly go down the line here and give them to you quickly if you're taking notes. Deuteronomy 32, verse 39. See now that I am he. And Yahweh said in John 8:32, if you don't believe that I am he, you're going to die in your sin. I am heathen. There's no God with me. There is no God with me. There's no God beside me. There's no God over me. There's no God under me. There's no God to the right or to the left. I am God, and I am God alone. There is none with me. I kill. I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. 2 Samuel 7:22. Therefore thou art great, O God. There is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. 1 Kings 8:60. That all the people of earth may know that Yahweh is God, and there is none else. The same yesterday in the Old Covenant, the same 2,000 years ago when he was when he come as a man, and the same today when he went back into the heavens. He's coming back after people has kept the faith and hasn't denied his name or put another name beside him or put a false name that they can't prove under the test of the fire. 2 Kings 5:15. He returned to the man of God, he and all of his company, and came and stood before him and said, Behold, now I know. Now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, take a blessing of my servant. And in 2 Kings 19:15, Hezekiah, the one he gave 15 years, prayed before Yahweh and said, O Yahweh, God of Israel, which dwelleth between the cherubims, thou art the God and thou art alone. Of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth thy dwelling place. 1 Chronicles 17:20, O Yahweh, there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. Nehemiah 9:6, Even thou, O God, or Yahweh alone, thou hast made the heaven of heavens, and with their host, the earth, and all things that are therein, the seas, and all that is therein, and that thou preservest them, and all the host of heaven worships you. Psalms 18:31, For he is God, save Yahweh, or who is a rock, save Yahweh. Psalms 86:10, For thou art great, thou doest wonderful things, thou art God alone. Isaiah 37:16-20, O Yahweh of hosts, God of Israel, that dwellest between the cherubims. Thou art Yahweh, thou art alone. All the kingdoms of the earth hast made heaven and earth. There is none. Therefore, save us from the hand of Satan, and all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art Yahweh, even thou only. Isaiah 43:10-11, I've just read that to you. We'll jump down to 44:6. We read that one. Isaiah 45:21, I just gave you that one. Isaiah 46:9, For I am God, there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Hosea 13:4, Yet I am Yahweh thy God from the land of Egypt. Thou shalt have no other God but me, and there is no Savior beside me. I don't know what's wrong with people today. They're called by another name. Zechariah 14:9. Man, this is powerful. And Yahweh, with the understanding of the people who know him, Yahweh shall be king over all their... Art thou, O king? Thou hast saith right. For I am a king, and for this purpose I come into the world. Zechariah prophesied, Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Yahweh, and his name one, O-N-E, one Yahweh, not one Yahweh and one Jesus, or one Jehovah and one Jesus. Not one word and two words or three words, one Yahweh. His name provable 7,000 times in the original index of the Holy Writ of the Hebrew Bible. John 17:3, This is life eternal, that you may know the only true God and the Messiah whom thou hast sent. Romans 3:30, Sin, there is but one God, which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. 1 Corinthians 8:4-6, is concerning therefore the eating of those things which are offered unto idols. We know that an idol is nothing in the world, but there is but one God. There is but one God, and God is one. For though there be many that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many.
Well, the Lord said this.
Well, I got a right to tell you there's many of them. Well, God said this. Well, there's many gods. But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Messiah, by whom are all things. How much plainer can I get it to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Galatians chapter 3, verse 20. I'm coming to a close. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one. We know that. Somebody had to be the middleman. That was the flesh body was given for you. That's the mediator. But God, Yahweh, is one. Ephesians 4 and 6. One God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. Now, the flesh man had to be laid down before the spirit man could get in you. His body had to be laid down for the spirit to get in him. Spirit did indeed get in him, but the spirit fills heaven and earth. He's everywhere. He's omniscient, omnipresent. He's magnanimous. He's magnificent, and his name is above all names. There is one God, one meter, and that name is Yahweh. James 2:19. I got to close it, ladies and gentlemen, on this scripture here tonight. I've given you 28 different reasons plus the scriptures that I gave you for the first 30 minutes. I'll probably give you as many as 50 or 60 scriptures if you're keeping note. James 2:19. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. You ain't got nothing on that cat. He knows who he is. He has met him. And he fears to meet him again, because when he meets him again, it's going to be Katie barred the door. He's going to be bound. He's going to be cast into the lake that burneth. And everybody that he's deceived with false names and false images is going to be thrown in there with him. You better beware, lest you be deceived. For God is not mocked. Thou shalt reap what you sow. If you believe there's somebody beside him, and I've given you about 60 scriptures that says nobody's beside him. He's alone and by himself. He created the heavens alone and by himself. His name was manifest in the beginning. His name was manifest when he come. According to John 17 and 6, I have manifested thy name, Father, to the men that you gave me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept your word. 26, I thank you, O Heavenly Father, that your name is now being declared among them. And the Bible said in the fourth chapter of the book of Acts, there is none other name given under heaven whereby that we can be saved. And in the chapter 5, it says that they were whipped by the magistrates and the high priest and the council of the scribes and Pharisees for preaching the great, magnanimous, magnificent, great, wonderful, powerful, all-loving and all-kind name of Yahweh. It's a name that is above every name. It's a name that the devils tremble and shake on their bone. And you better believe, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't bowed the knee, but the Bible said there will be a day when you shall. And if you've got a false name in your forehead, and you've worshipped the power of the beast who have denied the name of Yahweh to another God, Jehovah, Word, Jesus, Buddha, or whatever. All these other gods will do just like at the Ark of the Covenant when it came into the land of the Philistines. That when the Ark was resting by Dagon, their god, the fish god. You ever look on these emblems of these cars that run around town that's got the emblem of a fish? You know where that came from? The fish god, Dagon. And they're still worshiping today in the form of Jesus. And ladies and gentlemen, you better come out. The devil believes, and the devil trembles. Yet the devil is trying to deceive you. The devil is trying to get you into hell with him. Misery loves a company. If a devil can take you and your family, if you're inclined to just go along with your wifey-wifey, or your hubby-hubby, or your honey-bunny, or whoever you've got, let not your heart be troubled. You need to stand up and take a stand. If you won't stand for Yahweh, you'll fall for anything. If you won't fall for anything, you'll take Yahweh. Choose this day. Choose this day who you will serve. He's the rock of salvation. He's the water when you're thirsty. He is the mighty one. He is the king. He is the praise of the lips of the righteous. The righteous praise him from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is great among his people. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Behold, it is I. But if you believe not that I am he, the same yesterday, today, or forever, you shall. A positive statement. You shall die in your sins. Are you ready to meet him? Are you ready to make peace with Yahweh? Are you ready to turn? And are you ready to reach out? Are you ready to know that the Logos was a person made flesh? It wasn't a speech. It was a person. Which was greater, ladies and gentlemen, the Spirit or the temple? Which one would be greater? If you swear by the temple, you know that that temple was put off. But if you swear by the Spirit, which is the Bible said you'll have to pledge allegiance to, was he manifest in the flesh? Don't you know that in the beginning was the Logos, and the Logos was with Yahweh? And the Logos was Yahweh. That makes two persons, Pastor Boo, right there. Glory to God. And the Holy Ghost is three. Ladies and gentlemen, how long would you be deceived by the Trinitarian concept of a false whorish church, which is being sued out up to their eyeballs in sexual assault damage suits, paid out literally billions of dollars, and deceived the very elect? He pre-existed, ladies and gentlemen. He was in the beginning. He was in the middle 2,000 years ago. He said he was older than Abraham, and they laughed him to scorn. Have you seen Abraham? He ain't 50 years old. You see, their carnal mind. The word was the Logos. Get with it. A person that came with the power of the Shekinah, the Ruach, the Mighty One. When that Spirit spoke, the heavens shook. By His Spirit, we're all one in the Messiah. For He came to give us the Spirit and to teach us how to get it. Oh my. In the beginning, Yahweh preached. He went to the old muddy Jordan. And he took the immerser, John, the Revelator. He buried him in a watery grave. And then he arose up, and in the third chapter of the book of John, in chapter 21, it says he began to baptize. And in the fourth chapter of the book of John, the Bible said that they marveled that he made more disciples in water baptism than John did. Because all of John and his disciples came to the Messiah, the living one, the Logos, the revelation of the great one, the power of his mighty name. And everybody that believed in that name, and everybody believed that he gave his life on the torture stake and laid that body of flesh down, which he called the Son. When the eternal Spirit came and rose it back up, he's now in the Godhead, the fullness of the Godhead, bodily. Colossians 1, 15, 16, and 17. He's the mighty one. He's the one that walked on the water. He's the one that parted the water. He's the one that raised the dead in Matthew chapter 26, verse 54 through 61. He is the one that shed his own blood because he was the only one worthy, because the heavens were searched, the earth was searched, and beneath the earth was searched. Nobody found worthy but the King of Kings, the Master, the Great One, the Mighty One, Yahweh of the whole earth. There's none beside him. Don't you know, ladies and gentlemen? Don't you know from this time until the time of the end, when he's coming back, as I close it out for you tonight, right here with the thought, and I would want you to read this tonight, Matthew chapter 25, verse 30, 31, that when he comes, all of the people are going to be gathered before him, and he's going to separate sheep from goats. You may have heard this gospel tonight, and you say, I know it says that, but, well, you just identified who you are. If you are a sheep, you'll say, that's his word. I feel the anointing. I feel the word. I feel the power of the living word. The Logos. If my word abides in you, you just ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And they went forth preaching the word, and signs confirmed that they believed, that they had repented, that they had been baptized in the great name of the oneness. That one name which is above every name, that name, you say, oh, I don't see everybody bound to it right now, Pastor, but you will. You may not bow to it now. You may laugh and gawk and sidetrack it. But honey, when you have to bow that knee and look him in the face, the one that has eyes like a flame of fire, when John seen him, he fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand, that power, that authority, laid it upon him and said, John, I am the first. I am the last. And beside me, there is no God. Neither shall there be after me. I am Yahweh. And there is no other. You want to confess him tonight? You want to turn to him? Just write me. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip, 37824. Now, it's Pastor Buddy that is 2284, P.O. Box 2284. Take your time. Get it down there. 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip, 37824. Tuck us an offering in. Support this gospel. If it ain't the word, call me up and challenge me. I'm not ashamed to be rebuked. Man, I've come up the old school. I come up when preachers would jump on your case for just having a piece of sin in your mouth. I don't know whether you remember what that was or not. But that was something to freshen up your breath. It wasn't even chewing gum. Little piece of sin. And we would put that in there, and a preacher would call it a sin. Get that out of your mouth. You're in the house of God. Man, they wanted you to be prostrate. They wanted you to lay on the altar. They wanted you to cry out mighty. And boy, cry out mighty we did. But we were crying out to a false name. When the name, the revelation, and the power of this great name comes to you, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Yahweh bless you. It's my prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, you can call me tonight. I'm live around the world on WWRB, sponsored by Dr. Gary. 1-877-289-7439. Brother Paul in the great state of Michigan, 1-800-253-2748. And all the prayers and the time of my brothers and sisters that loves Pastor Buddy and loves the gospel, that keep my hands lifted up. as the righteous man lifted up Moses. Of those who supported Yahshua, of those that praised the great name of the King and loved his name, that loves his appearance, he's coming soon on the cloud. Every eye shall see him, and they which pierced him. You know I love you tonight. Call me, area code 423-626-2172. Support the gospel. Give me the tithes and offerings and let me get on here like a workhorse. I'll preach the gospel with no fear and no reservation. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB 3.185. 8 o'clock. Got to start early tomorrow night. Tune us in. We'll be there with a brand new series. May Yahweh bless you.